Tonight on the Worldview Report, a judge issues a bizarre ruling to silence Donald Trump at his own trial in New York. Allegations about District Attorney Fannie Willis's improper relationship with the special prosecutor. Well, that could have serious ramifications for her racketeering case against President Trump. Another big-name Republican drops out of the race for president. New digital ID technology is coming to the automotive industry that will soon require drivers to submit to a face scan in order to operate their own cars. And the number of obituaries that cite deaths as being, quote, sudden, end quote, or unexpected have skyrocketed since 2021. That's what a new study has found. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. The judge in former President Donald Trump's New York fraud trial has barred him from speaking in his own defense during closing arguments that will happen later this week. The former president, 77, is a defendant in the case brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James. His business empire in New York is on the line, and James has asked for his business to be fined $370 million. For supposedly inflating property prices to get favorable loan deals. An attorney for Trump informed Judge Arthur Engoron earlier this week that the ex-president wished to speak during the closing arguments, and Engoron initially approved the plan. The Associated Press reported this fact, but now the judge has rescinded the move, even though Trump is still expected to appear. It's extremely unusual for defendants who have lawyers to speak on their own behalf. The judge agreed to the move, but set boundaries, saying he was inclined to, quote, let everyone have his or her say, end quote. The judge then said that Trump would have to stick to what attorneys say in closing arguments, which includes, quote, commentary on the relevant material facts that are in evidence and application of the relevant law to those facts, end quote. The former president would not be allowed to, quote, comment on irrelevant matters, end quote, or, quote, deliver a campaign speech, end quote. He also would not be allowed to criticize the judge, his staff, the attorney general, her lawyers, or the court system. That's what the judge wrote, according to the AP. Trump's attorney, Christopher Keyes, told the judge that those limitations were unfair, and the ex-president could not agree to them. The Daily Mail reports that Hunter Biden sparked utter chaos in Congress on Wednesday and was accused of a, quote, ridiculous PR stunt, end quote, by making a surprise appearance to face Republicans threatening to hold him in contempt. Joe Biden's 53-year-old son staged the spectacular stunt and sat and listened as GOP Nancy Mace basically called him a coward who, quote, should be in jail, end quote, for refusing to sit for a deposition behind closed doors. About 17 minutes later, he got up and he walked out. As Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene started to question him over his business deals and the ongoing impeachment probe into his father, Joe. He was hit with a flurry of questions by reporters after he stormed out, including by our very own Ivan Raiklin, one of my broadcasters on my TV channel, worldviewtube.com. I read the headline about a reporter asking Hunter Biden about what kind of crack he smokes, but I had no idea when I read the report that it was my correspondent. He was with me last night, and you can watch that full interview and all the video clips from all the different camera angles and networks we were able to pull together. You can watch that full interview, and Ivan is enjoying himself way too much, but you can watch it at worldviewtube.com, worldviewtube.com. So Ivan asked him what kind of crack he smokes and why he put his father Joe on speakerphone over 20 times to speak with his business pals. Hunter caused a circus as cameras and reporters swarmed him. for the very brief appearance amid the scandal over his, well, shady foreign business deals, shall we say. Quote, what kind of crack do you normally smoke, Mr. Biden? End quote, screamed Ivan Raiklin, our reporter, which, of course, Hunter ignored as his attorney delivered a short statement slamming Republicans and maintaining that Hunter is willing to testify publicly. Quote, what's your favorite kind of crack? End quote. That's what another reporter asked. Apparently, Ivan's behavior spilled over onto some of the other reporters. Quote, are you on crack today? End quote. That's what another reporter, not ours, said. So again, Ivan kind of set the tone. Last week, it was revealed that Hunter is filming a top secret documentary to explain his battle with addiction and his financial woes. Allegations about Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis's improper relationship with the special prosecutor, well, that could have serious ramifications for her racketeering case against former President Donald Trump. That's what legal experts told the Daily Caller News Foundation. The attorney for a Trump co-defendant filed a motion Monday alleging Willis not only hired the man she was romantically involved with, Nathan Wade, and hired him as special prosecutor in her racketeering case against Trump, but she also signed off on, quote, lucrative, end quote, compensation that exceeded her own salary. Wade, in turn, used that fat salary, it's reported, to finance cruises and vacations that he took Willis on. The allegations are serious, and they could potentially undermine the case. That's what legal experts told the Daily Caller. Georgia-based criminal defense attorney and legal analyst Philip Holloway told the Daily Caller, quote, the motion paints a picture of a prosecution that has a structural problem. It's basically built upon using a special prosecutor who, if this turns out to be true, was not appointed and hired, if you will, in the correct legal way, end quote. Willis, who allegedly did not obtain permission from Fulton County to hire a special prosecutor, supposedly used funds that she lobbied for to clear a backlog of cases that stacked up during COVID to contract with Wade. That's according to the filing made on behalf of co-defendant Michael Roman. Holloway told the news outlet, quote, when you put all this together, it amounts to a bad faith use of her authority as district attorney, end quote. He added that this could culminate in a due process violation that will, quote, justify not only disqualifying her, but potentially having the entire case dismissed, end quote. Regardless, Holloway said it could take months for the process to play out and, quote, certainly is going to kick the case out to a minimum sometime in 2025, end quote. Chris Christie announced Wednesday he is dropping out of the race for president in 2024. Christie, a former New Jersey governor, never gained any traction with a campaign that seemed focused on really doing nothing more than blasting President Trump. Christie was caught on a hot mic Wednesday making a few interesting comments about other candidates. He said Nikki Haley was, quote, gonna get smoked, end quote, and Ron DeSantis was, quote, petrified, end quote. Watch this.
People don't want to hear it, Wayne. They don't want to hear it. We know we're right, but they don't want to hear it.
Right.
And there's, you know, we couldn't have been any clearer.
Right.
We couldn't have been any more direct or worked any harder. So,
you know. And let's not forget she spent $68 million.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh. Well, when you give land to China and places like that.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, she spent $68 million so far, just on TV. Spent $68 million so far, $59 million by DeSantis. And we spent 12. I mean, who's punching above their weight and who's getting a return on their investment, you know? And she's going to get smoked. And you and I both know it. She's not up to this.
She hasn't even been challenged.
She's still 20 points behind Trump in New Hampshire, right?
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And he's still going to carry out, right?
Yes. Oh, he's. I talked to DeSantis called me, petrified that I would.
He's probably getting out after Iowa.
Well,
Christie said he would not endorse any other candidates. There is more and more evidence to suggest that the globalists and their establishment wing of the Republican Party are lining up behind Nikki Haley as its preferred presidential candidate in the 2024 election. More money is pouring into Haley's campaign coffers, even as she reveals herself more openly as a globalist. Last week, we reported that Haley demanded that illegal aliens be treated with, quote, respect, end quote, and given various government benefits. Now we have uncovered Haley's true position on vaccines, showing that she supported the creation of a vaccine registry for children in South Carolina. The Post-Millennial reports that when Nikki Haley was a state representative in South Carolina, she proposed a bill during the 2005 to 2006 legislative session that would have created an immunization registry for children in the state. Haley proposed, quote, the following amendment, end quote, the record reads, striking out the words, quote, shall have, end quote, and replacing them with the more definitive, quote, has, end quote. Quote, the Department of Health and Environmental Control has general direction and supervision of vaccination, screening, and immunization in this state in regard to contagious diseases, and the department is authorized to establish an immunization registry. All persons required to be immunized pursuant to Section 44-29-180 must be enrolled on the registry unless a specific exemption is requested by the person or the person's parent or guardian if the person is 18 years of age or younger, end quote. In another section of the law regarding immunization for students, Haley proposed to add regulations requiring schools to recommend immunization for students over the age of 19 called the, quote, Recommended Adult Immunization Schedule, United States, end quote, per the U.S. Department of Health and the CDC. In 2007, Haley supported the requiring of the controversial HPV vaccine for girls in the state of South Carolina. It did not allow parents to opt out of this inoculation. When others in her party removed their names from the bill, Haley did not, though she later voted against the bill due to the lack of the opt-out provision. As we reported last week, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, a Republican rhino, vetoed a bill passed by the state legislature that would have banned mutilating surgeries for children and also banned men who identify as women from competing in women's sports. Well, we have good news to report on this story. The Ohio House voted Wednesday to override Governor DeWine's veto of the legislation. House Bill 68, which DeWine struck down last month, would prevent doctors from prescribing chemical hormones, puberty blockers, or gender transition surgery before patients turn 18. It also would prohibit transgendered boys, who pretend they're girls, from playing on female sports teams in high school and college. Proponents say the measure would protect children and level the playing field for female athletes. In vetoing the bill, DeWine said decisions about transgender medical care should be left to families and their physicians. That's the same argument, interestingly, that abortionists use to justify the murder of unborn babies. Leave that decision to a woman and her doctor, completely removing the victim from the equation. The House voted 65-28 to override DeWine's veto after an emotional debate, with Republicans supporting it and Democrats voting no. DeWine has now outed himself as a liberal, which we always knew, who sides with the Democrats on social issues in order to pander to the liberal corporate business elites. You should go ahead and just switch parties. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all My Towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
We Welcome back, and thank you for watching our broadcast and for supporting our broadcast. There are several ways you can do that, but one is by, well, supporting our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. WVW Foundation exists to produce programming, to put out streaming programs for free. We could put it all behind a paywall, but our foundation allows us to push it out as a broadcast ministry and public service to the public to watch free of charge. So if you appreciate that fact, think of us as your conservative Christian worldview alternative to National Public Radio, National Public Television. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors. So please do consider setting up an automatic monthly contribution, won't you? $5, $10 a month, whatever you can afford. You can do that at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. Now, if you'd like to make an occasional contribution, we appreciate that, of course. If you'd like to support us through the mail, you will find our mailing address there at WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our phone number should you prefer to make a contribution over the phone. However you do it or how often, thank you so much for your support. Now, remember, all of these broadcasts are archived at WorldViewTube.com. The Worldview Report, Brandon House Live, Worldview Radio, which is also a TV show, Worldview Weekend Hour, my Sunday night church service that I've been teaching and hosting since 2015. All of it is archived at worldviewtube.com, where you can watch all the programs free of charge. Again, brought to you in part by the WVW Foundation. That's what helps us underwrite pushing out all that bandwidth, and we pay that bill. You don't. So again, if you appreciate that broadcast service and ministry, we appreciate your support at WVWFoundation.com. But please, tell your family and friends about WorldViewTube.com. Many people ask, what can we do? We really appreciate your broadcast service and ministry. What can we do to help beyond making a contribution? And for those who can't make a contribution, they often say, what can we do? I'm on a fixed income. I really can't make a contribution, but I would like to help somehow. How can I do that? Well, spread the word far and wide. Tweet, text, email, Facebook, Gitter, Truth Social, Frank Social, whatever you do. Spread the word. Let them know about WorldViewTube.com and that all my programs are archived there for them to watch free of charge. You might even print up some little cards and pass them out to your friends about WorldViewTube.com, where people can understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. So thank you. Appreciate that. The Bank Term Funding Program, or BTFP, which is the Fed's infamous tool to stop the March 2023 bank panic and liquidity crisis in its tracks, well, it's set to expire on March 11th at its original one-year time limit. This was announced on January 10th by Michael Barr. He is the Fed Vice Chair for Supervision. And he made this announcement during a panel appearance in Washington, D.C., where he said, quote, "The program worked as intended. It dramatically reduced stress in the system very quickly. It was highly effective," end quote. Banks can continue to take out new loans under this program until March 11th and refinance existing loans for a year. That's what he said, as reported by MarketWatch. And then that will be it for the Fed's March 2023 liquidity program. The BTFP was a new program put in place on March 12, 2023. To deal with a panic among depositors that had led them to yank their cash out of, well, several banks. And in some cases, they did this in a matter of days. And it led, as we all know, to the collapse of three regional banks, Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic. And of course, all those depositors were made whole by the FDIC. But some of the investors were wiped out. A fourth bank, Silvergate Capital, which had experienced the first run on the bank in this cycle, was unwound under pressure, but without FDIC funding. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Fox News reports that nearly 2,000 migrants being housed in a tent shelter in New York City were transferred to a nearby high school during Tuesday's storm, forcing students to pivot to remote learning. The migrants being sheltered at the Floyd Bennett Field in the South Brooklyn area spent the night at James Madison High School in Sheepshead Bay out of an abundance of caution. That's what New York City said because it was under a flood advisory. Well, parents, they were understandably upset about their kids being removed from school to make way for migrants. Let's be honest, illegal aliens. Well, they were outside rallying at the high school on Wednesday, January 10th. And they blasted administrators for putting migrants, illegal immigrants, ahead of their children. One parent at the protest rally told Fox News, quote, "Our school should not be used. It's a section there for learning. Our kids are supposed to be here feeling safe and be able to learn," end quote. In a statement, Republican council member Ina Vernikoff called the move unacceptable, arguing that Floyd Bennett Field, quote, "is not a suitable housing facility," end quote. Watch this video.
"This morning, we found out from none other than the New York Post that 1,900 migrants from Floyd Bennett Field are being transferred to James Madison High School tonight at 5 p.m. for an overnight stay due to inclement weather conditions. We warned about this. Floyd Bennett Field is susceptible to flooding, storms, winds, etc. It's not an acceptable place to house people. But neither are our public schools. Every time there's a flood, are they gonna find a new school to move the migrants to? This is not the last storm or flood. It's winter. Our schools are not migrant or homeless shelters. They're places of learning for our children, paid for by our taxpayer dollars. Our children, our school community, our families should not have to bear the brunt of a migrant crisis. School is going to be remote tomorrow, and students were dismissed earlier today. The migrants will be sleeping on the floor, and migrant children will be forced to wake up at 4:30 a.m. to leave the school building. This is not good for anyone, not the migrants or their children, and not students and their families. Why don't we send them to Gracie Mansion? This decision is ultimately in the hands of the mayor. There must be accountability and demands that our schools are never to be used as shelters."
Public schools, well, they're meant to be places of learning and growth for our children. That's what she said. And they were never intended to be shelters or facilities for emergency housing. That would seem like an obvious truth, right? But not in America's sanctuary cities. New York City Comptroller Brad Lander, he's a Democrat, and he said, placing illegals at the Floyd Bennett Field, quote, "highlights the mismanagement and waste of money that is all too present in City Hall's approach to shelter and services for asylum seekers," end quote. That's true. But as I already said, let's call them what they are. They're not really migrants, and they're not asylum seekers. These are illegal aliens. They are border crashers. They are lawbreakers. And any responsible government would send them back home today. But instead, we have a government in Washington that's on a suicide mission, a mission to create chaos and destruction. And we, the people, sit by and we watch it. And you know what they're really doing here is multiple things. They're not only overwhelming our financial system, the Cloward-Piven strategy to collapse the system and then roll to socialism, but they're also bringing all these illegals in, as one congresswoman already admitted. And I think she was out of New York. They're going to turn them into voters. Not to mention the billions of dollars that are being made by NGOs, non-government organizations. And don't you think that that's a massive money laundering scam? Who do you think gets those contracts? How do they get them? Don't you think that powerful people help those NGOs get those government contracts worth billions of dollars to deal with the illegal immigrants? Don't you think there's kickbacks? These are all legitimate questions. And we know this is really how government works. Just like, well, in Ukraine and many other places. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching and for supporting this, well, source of independent news and analysis. And remember, our goal is to bring you the news through the lens of a Christian worldview. That's why it's sponsored by WVW Foundation. The WVW Foundation exists to assist in producing programming and educational service programming, also as a ministry, helping people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview, how to rightly think about issues, and then how to rightly and biblically respond. And that's what we're here to do, and that's why the foundation supports pushing out this broadcast for free. Whereas we could put it behind a paywall, the WVW Foundation says, no, push it out as a ministry, and we'll help underwrite some of those costs so that it can be readily available to people all around the world. So if you appreciate that, we appreciate your support. As I often say, think of us as your conservative Christian worldview alternative to National Public Radio, National Public Television, So we need your support at WVWFoundation.com. Now, will you please, please consider setting up an automatic contribution so you can give $5, $10, whatever you can afford every month, an automatic contribution. We have had some people in the last few weeks have to cancel their automatic contribution to our foundation. And they send us handwritten notes and emails and they say, we love what you're doing. We want to keep supporting you, but we can't. We're on a fixed income and we've had a financial situation arise and we have to stop helping you financially. But when we can, we'll get back to it. We have others who have had medical crises, others who have lost their job. There's a lot of reasons, but it's really heartwarming when people email us or send us a handwritten letter saying, I just want you to know I'm not going to be able to support you anymore. So you're going to see us turn off our automatic contribution, or you're going to see a check no longer coming for a while. And here's why. We don't want you to be discouraged. We love what you do. We support you. But here's our situation. We totally get that. We totally understand. And we pray for those folks that their situation will also improve. So we need you to not only help us, but help replace some of the folks that want to support us, but are in a position where they no longer can. So please consider setting up an automatic contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Another way you can support us is by going to MyPillow.com/B66. MyPillow.com/B66. Now, when you use that URL, MyPillow.com/B66, you will get free shipping. It's one of the promo codes still offering free shipping. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. So please use that when you order these items like dish towels. There's some brand new dish towel packs, towel sets. You'll find them all there. Now, since the shipping is free, why not order a big mattress? Because you can get a MyPillow mattress in a box shipped to your front door, and you won't have to pay for the heavy shipping of it because it's free when you use the promo code and the URL, MyPillow.com/B66. And then finally, why not consider going to MelissaHouseBG.com? That's Melissa, H-O-W-S-E, B-G for BellaGrace.com. This is a great way, I think, to support your health and our organization at the same time. I take it twice a day. By the way, I've been telling you some of the benefits I've been receiving since I've been taking it since December 2nd. My wife brought up two of them again today. Well, she brought up one. She's brought up a few times. Then she brought up a new one. First of all, she was watching me get ready today, and I was putting on my tie, and she was talking about how thick my hair has become. She said, you're getting pretty thin back here on the top, but it's now grown in. And she has commented several times now in the last few days about how thick my hair has become. Well, that could obviously only be from the collagen. She's had the same thing. Her hairdresser of over 13 years asked her last time she went a few weeks ago, what are you doing? You got all this new hair growth. And we're getting testimonials from you, our listening audience, emailing us those stories of your own. Well, here's something else my wife said today. She said, guess what you're not asking me for since you've gotten on Bella Grace? I said, what? She said, you're not asking for a Pepcid. You're not asking for indigestion, acid reflux medication. I'm like, you know what? You're right. She said, we actually have other people emailing us saying the same thing, that it has helped them greatly with their indigestion and acid reflux. So again, I'm telling you, this thing is affecting me in different ways that I'm not even thinking about. And my hands are no longer cracked and bleeding as they've done for years and years this time of the year. I'm talking deep cuts, very, very painful. Others are emailing in saying they're experiencing the same thing. So a lot of benefits. Collagen, cat's claw, which is an anti-inflammatory, and astaxanthin. Astaxanthin that crosses the blood-brain barrier. All the science and clinical trials, a lot of them are linked right there at MelissaHouseBG.com. So check it out. Get a subscription like we do. Shows up at our door. I take two a day. So does my wife, Melissa. She's the one that brought this to me many weeks ago and tested it out, said this is the real deal. They should become a sponsor of your broadcast. So check it out. It's a great way for you to support us and our broadcast at the same time. Melissa House, Melissa, H-O-W-S-E for the last name, MelissaHouseBG.com. Thanks again for watching and for supporting in one or all of those ways. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.